Welcome to the service of worship led by members of the ministry team at Hull Minster on this fourth Sunday of Easter. Whether you are a regular worshipper in our beautiful building in the centre of Hull, an old friend returning to visit us, or from further afield and finding us on social media, we're delighted to share in this time of praise and prayer, confession and reflection in the presence of the Good Shepherd and Keeper of our souls, Jesus Christ our Lord. My name is Frank White, and I'm interim minister here until we are joined in the summer by Dominic Black, newly appointed to lead the Minster in its service of God and the people of the City of Hull in the next chapter of our 735-year history. In even earlier days, the New Testament Church had one of its first reporters write this about its life together. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had held everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. In reflecting in a few moments, our Associate Vicar Irene Wilson will be thinking about the Good Shepherd and the way each of God's sheep is known by name. In preparation for that, Tom White is reading our Bible passage set for us today, John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10.
Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was trying to tell them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
Good morning. Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter, a Sunday that's often called Shepherd's Sunday. Having heard the verses just read to us, you can probably guess why. At this time of year, I would normally enjoy a day out on the North Yorkshire Moors, where the fields are full of sheep and lambs, the newborn lambs. Sometimes I wonder, how do those mother sheep know which is their lamb? Or how do the lambs know which mother sheep to go to, which ewe to go to? And yet they do. It never fails to surprise me. Maybe it's the sound of the mother's call, or maybe it's the peculiar scent of each sheep. That I don't know. So to our Bible verses. Why does Jesus use the imagery of sheep so often when he's speaking to the people? Perhaps there's a simple explanation, because everybody would be familiar with sheep and all that being a shepherd involved. Even if they made their living as a carpenter or a fisherman or even a tax collector, they knew or would watch the shepherd at work, and they would see the sheep being moved from the pens into the fields, into the pasture, where they could find food. However, there is another reason Jesus used sheep so often in his parables and stories. And that was because many of Jesus' friends and followers had grown up telling and retelling the stories of the Old Testament. Sheep are mentioned well over 100 times, are referenced in the Old Testament, more than any other animal. And throughout the Bible, sheep often serve as symbols for God's people. Old Testament prophets, Isaiah and Ezekiel, portrayed God as the shepherd of his chosen flock. But most famously, of course, in our Old Testament scriptures are the words of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In our verses today, Jesus not only talks about the sheep, but also about the gatekeeper. Jesus says he is the gatekeeper, the only way in and out of the sheepfold. On a night, he will be the one to protect the sheep from the wolves and the thieves. He would be the one that would lay across the entrance, guarding their safety, protecting their lives. And of course, in this parable today, he is the shepherd and we are the sheep. The relationship between the shepherd or gatekeeper and the sheep is a relationship based on trust. The sheep rely on the shepherd to provide them with all that they need. Because they spend such a lot of time in each other's company, the trust builds up between the shepherd and the sheep, and they recognise his call and they follow him. We don't relate as easily to the image of the sheep and shepherd today. However, the promise that Jesus offers is one of safety and guidance and belonging. That's very true and very relevant today. Jesus protects, and it's important that he does so to keep us safe from the wolves. Shepherds would start teaching the lambs their own names as soon as they were born. So how do we hear and learn to hear Christ's voice? To recognise that we also are being called by name. Often it's hard to hear. Just as it was for those Pharisees in Jesus' days who didn't recognise how God was working in their very midst. So by Jesus referring to himself as a gate, he assures us that whoever enters by him will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance, Jesus says in verse 10. So how do we enter into abundant life? We enter through the true gate. Following the true shepherd's voice, not that of thieves or strangers. We learn to hear our shepherd's distinctive call by hearing it repeatedly and frequently. We practice listening for it. We include time for silent listening in our daily devotion, seeking to hear God's voice while ignoring the many voices that compete for our attention. This may be something made a little easier during our present situation, where we not so frequently are bombarded with the toing and throwing of everyday life. And wherever possible, we come together as a community, whether that is in person or at the moment through social media. We come together as the body of Christ. At a confirmation service, the bishop will lay hands on the head of those that come forward to be confirmed. And he or she will say, God has called you by name. He has claimed you for his own. That's what Jesus wants to do, to claim us for his own. Today, tomorrow, and forever. What greater shepherd could there be than the one that laid down his life for you and for me? Amen.
Irene mentioned at the end of her address those wonderful words we hear in the confirmation service as each candidate comes forward to kneel before the bishop. God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant, Irene, Frank, whoever they may be, with your Holy Spirit. For many people, this is the most memorable part of the service, known, named, and empowered by God the Holy Spirit. You might be wondering whether confirmation is for you. Why not get in touch with us at the Minster, so that when we're able to meet face to face, we can continue that journey of discovery. But first, let's turn in prayer to God, especially in prayer of confession, and ask for God's forgiveness for our sins. You came to heal and to restore. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to bring pardon and peace. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You live to intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So may Almighty God forgive us, help us to walk faithfully as named children of God, and to honour his name today and always. Amen. The collect then for this Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now we are to be led by Mandy Richardson, our Children, Youth and Families Minister, in our prayers.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Shepherd, you call each one of us by name, and you want us to live lives that are safe and healthy. We pray today for places where people cannot live safely, for countries where there are wars and fighting. We pray for countries where people are homeless, hungry or sick. Jesus, our Shepherd, help us to hear your voice. We pray for people in our church family who are poorly at this time. We pray for those who are sad because somebody close to them has died. And we pray for those feeling isolated or alone at this time. Jesus, our Shepherd, help us to hear your voice. We pray for your church here in Hull and across the whole world. Help us to love people and tell them about you and how much you love them. Help us, your church in this place, to listen to your voice and to follow your instructions. Jesus, our Shepherd, help us to hear your voice. Jesus, the gatekeeper. For those looking for the way ahead, for those who think that the gate is closed to them, for prisoners and those kept locked away, for those who watch our services but don't yet know you, for ourselves that we might respond to Jesus as the gate and be ready to open up and welcome others in his name. Jesus the gatekeeper, when this or that gate seems closed to us at this time, show us your open gate and the way we should take. As we wake and rise, may we know your presence as the gatekeeper of our day, that fears may be quelled, energy maintained and time blessed. Then, as the hours pass and our thoughts turn to night, may our bodies find rest, our minds find peace, and may sleep restore and refresh us as you, Lord, become the gatekeeper of our night. We ask this in your name. Amen. Let us now join and pray as he taught us. We will use a traditional version of the Lord's Prayer today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
News of the ongoing life of the Church is on our website, hullminster.org, and you'll find there also a new edition of Minster Lifeline and our monthly prayer diary for May. Please do get access to those, as to many other resources that are on the website and which are offered by Hullminster during this time when we're not able to meet physically together. So as we come to the moment, as we would at the church, of an offering, we give thanks that many are able to offer their gifts by standing order and by direct debit. If you'd like to join them, there is a link on the screen to help you find ways appropriate to doing that in this time when we can't meet in the church physically. But as we make our offerings, we take a moment to offer our resources in God's service in whatever way we can. And we remember, all things come from you, O Lord, and of your own do we give you. Amen. Our final song this morning is a reminder that forever God is faithful. We welcome Beth, who will lead our singing in this closing part of our worship. So may God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you by his life-giving Spirit to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.